Hi everyone. My name's Alicia, and if anyone doesn't know me already from the social media world, if you don't follow us on Facebook, I am a teacher, a course developer here at OVS, and I also do the TikToks and the podcasts. So I was the lucky one to be able to speak with our new vice principal today, Monica. And I'm so excited to be here with her because I feel like with our online school system, we don't always get the opportunity to talk to other staff members. So thank you so much, Monica, for agreeing to talk to me on this podcast. And I guess to start off our little conversation, where did you start your education journey? And why did you decide to become an educator and a leader?
Thanks for having me, Alicia. It's so nice to be able to reach out as we're an online school just virtually, and this is such a great idea. So thanks for having me. I think to answer your question, like a lot of educators, I had a great teacher. I had some really great elementary teachers that just made such an impact on my life and my learning and care that I wanted to reproduce, that I wanted to, go into education or service, as some teachers say, just to be able to give back and recreate that feeling for somebody out there. And I think I've done that a few times throughout my career, and it's a blessing to be able to be passionate about something and have a career and give back to students.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like so many teachers get into teaching and education because we've had teachers in our lives that have changed the way that we learn or the way that we have grown as a person. So, just to get away from the education and the formal teaching stuff, what do you like to do in your spare time?
Well, like a lot of teachers and just the general public, I love watching, relaxing at night and watching some Netflix or TV or whatever is kind of popular. I also just like being outside, so spending time to clear my mind and refresh. So if that means like going for a walk in nature or just going out somewhere to a park or a lake, I just love to be outside and try to enjoy all the great things we have here in Ontario and in Canada. So I'm often outside on the weekends.
Yeah. And do you find that this online education system is helping you like to be able to go out more than when you were a classroom teacher?
I don't know. Part of my job is to be in the office to help out. So it's different. I'm now in Toronto, which is a very different location, but there's still so much beauty and joy like that can be found everywhere, I find. So I'm more of an optimist. I always try to, take every opportunity and with a grain of salt and see the positive. So I think, yeah, you're right. You do get more time just to give people a chance at, with our business of online school. But to answer your question, yeah, I'm not sure I get out anymore than when I was in the classroom, mostly on the weekends.
Yeah, no, and absolutely. And especially as a vice principal, dealing with the amount of students that we have, I feel like the average vice principal, like when I look at the school right next to me right now, it's a very small school. There's probably only like 200 students, and you have thousands of people that
Yes.
are relying on you. So, yeah, it's a little bit different.
We are probably equal to some school boards. That's our size. We just have so
Absolutely.
many staff. We have so many students. So we do things on a large scale here at OVS.
Yeah. Just recently, I actually went onto our website to look at the staff page because I hadn't checked it out in a while. And I was like, wow, we have so many teachers. Because I started working at OVS in 2019. And it was like before the pandemic, and like it was big, but the pandemic made OVS like triple in size from just because that big switch. And that's when I started hearing from the managers, like, yeah, we're hiring, this is something that's going to stay. The online model works for people, that are facing a lot of change right now.
It's great for teachers because they
yeah.
have full-time jobs or they're doing on the weekend. But yeah,
Yeah.
I heard we had like 200 plus teachers. I was like, wow,
Yeah. I was scrolling for a
parents.
while on the staff page.
That's a lot. And a parent came in and to help get his son ready for his exam. So he wrote his exam and he asked me a few questions and he said, "Oh, do you know the teacher?" And then I just thought, wow, how am I going to get to know all of these 200 teachers? You know, and it sounds odd. Oh, no, I don't know this exact teacher. But yeah, here at OBS, we are so big. So this is such a great way just to be able to connect with the teachers. And so they know my name and that we can start our journey, I guess, on the right foot.
And we get to have so many cool teachers from around the world and different provinces in different countries because they don't have to be in Toronto. You know what I mean? Like we get some like super brilliant people on the other side of the planet that get to work with us because they're not like forced to be here, which is nice too.
Yeah, so if you're an Ontario teacher and just living and working somewhere else, this is a great, it's just a great way to use your OCT
Absolutely.
to another degree.
So then how did you first discover OBS?
Well, funny, you mentioned the pandemic. I actually, for my previous school, was looking for options during COVID, and I had found Ontario Virtual School, and I presented it to my board to say, "Look what they're doing. Look at how they do it." I sent them every document I could find, the website, and I was a big promoter of this is where we should go and how we should do it, because they wrote it was like the blueprint. They were doing it well and it was nice and organized. And that's how I came across OBS, was just by trying to find resources in the pandemic for my own students.
Yeah, and it's like the next level of learning. You know, it's not like a boring video watching your teachers talk. It's like when I'm developing these courses now, it's like there's interactions and there's moving parts and like I feel like we're always trying to better it. You know, we're always trying to get to the next level. We're always trying to like, you know, make our platform cooler than the other platform. So it's exciting, you know.
And this parent that was, brought their son in to do a math exam. He asked if we had other courses. I explained we have all the courses and what we had. And he was a little fearful. Well, I can understand how you do math, like, advanced functions or calculus, but how do you do science online? What about? So I told him about and I showed him on our website just the little snippet of how you do labs virtually. And it's so great for people to be able to, do these things and still have just an experience. Oh, what if you can't do this and you can't do that? You can't, measure, but you can, understand the process of measuring, and you can understand the reactions and you can still see with all the great kind of like CG and animation of what would really would happen. So it's just so great to be able to give that opportunity. I'm all about education and just being able to offer it to everyone, anywhere, everywhere is the amazing thing about OBS.
We're not limited by what's your school budget, you know? It's like we can do these reactions and it might not be ha completely hands-on, but you know, when I was a student, I never like I developed the grade 8 science course and the gizmos and the labs that we were doing in those lessons, I never did any of that when I was in grade 8. Like not even close, you know, the tech was
Exactly.
there when I was in grade 8, but also like we didn't have a budget when I grew up in like a small town in Gatineau. You know what I mean? In like Quebec. Like there
Yeah.
was, you know, where the
And
most we're doing
you
is
have to dissect a small premature pig, but with online you can dissect every animal in biology 12. So you're beyond prepared for when you get to university and you have that first
And first
biology
labs are
class.
usually virtual as well. Like I remember a first year psych lab where I had to dissect or no, sorry, it was conditioning a rat lab, but we're not going to obviously shock a rat in real life, you know, so we do it virtually with these virtual labs. But yeah, no, it's true. We're preparing the students for like all the online stuff that's to come in the future. So how would you describe your role at OVS?
Good question. A little bit of everything. I wear many hats. I would say I'll be the main contact for student, teacher, and parents for concerns or inquiries. So I'm really learning as much as I can, as fast as I can, to help support all areas of OBS.
That's kind of the one reason why I asked that question, because I'm like, when I think vice principal, like you just said, you wear many hats. You're kind of putting out fires, you're inspiring, you're creating, you also have a leadership role too. So you're driving the direction, the vision of everything, And so I guess to lead to the next question is,
Teachers.
yeah, the teacher support, how is everyone doing? We're all in different time zones, teacher
Yeah.
is sick, like how are like you know how can we help that teacher who's sick, cover for the marking and whatever, so I guess the next to lead into the next question is, what do you look forward to most working at OVS, and do you have any future plans for the school?
Well, I think there's so much potential with, there's such a strong foundation over the last 10 years that's been built into OVS that really the sky's the limit, and I'm so glad to have come in when I did. I think there's so much room for growth. We're doing such a good job, but there's always room for improvements. And, OVS prides itself in its customer service and having repeat customers. So making sure what we're doing as we grow and doing it well is really important. Here at OVS. So continuing to remember our, strengths and our mission of providing education to students everywhere and just being able to expand our market. So not just here in Ontario, but looking abroad and overseas, giving the best of what Ontario curriculum has to offer by Ontario teachers. It shouldn't be destined to where you were born and what education and pathway you can have. So I think that's another area that we can explore more. But like I said, just continuing to do what we do and slowly getting bigger. So I know we just offered or opened some a grade six course. So isn't that so wonderful that now we can, expand our courses? And our elementary offerings, as well as improving and keep going on all of our high school courses and offerings. So I think, in the next 5 years, you'll see OVS be one of the top names for Ontario, but for not just Ontario, sorry, but for online education.
Yeah.
And I can see us having a full elementary and high school, secondary school course offerings so that no matter your child's age, race, nationality, they can be able to sign up for a school from Pakistan to Asia and anywhere, of course, here local, close to home.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, and I feel like, we all agree. We can definitely see OVS just growing like so rapidly. Like even my student intake, I'm sure all the teachers can relate to this. Like we're noticing our courses like filling up, and then another course being cloned and opening up for more teachers to take on that course. And I think more students are also realizing that it's not online versus in-person schooling. That's never been the narrative, and we don't push that narrative. It's, online is an assist to in-person sometimes, or you can do it fully online and that's fine too. Or, you break your leg and you can't go to school for 3 months. You can do it at OVS. Or a lot of my students are in Quebec and they're with a Cégep. Our grade 12 courses are the same as Quebec Cégep schools, and they're athletes and they're, traveling the world, and they're doing my courses on the bus. And when they're submitting their tests, I can see the like bus seats that they're working on, and it's amazing to see just how much opportunity OVS has brought to everyone, teachers and students alike. So it's been awesome talking to you, Monica. Thank you so much for joining me. And I know we like to talk, so I'm glad we kept this a little bit shorter than I anticipated.
So great to just have an opportunity to reach out and get to know teachers. And now they know my voice because they might get my emails. But yeah, so thank you for the opportunity, Alicia.
Great. And hopefully I'll see you in the office. I'll drive down to Toronto.
Hope so.
Great. Take care.
Bye.